Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day here on Yom Chamishi, the 25th day of the month of Shvat, and already in Eretz Yisrael, is Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 26th day of Shvat. Happy birthday to my wife, if she was in Israel at the moment. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Chanuch Oppenheim of the Charlotte Torah Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. I had the great chus, the great opportunity to spend time with Rabbi Oppenheim last week in Atlanta. Always really wonderful to spend time with him. We had the extra privilege of being seated next to him, and so got to spend additional time together, and really it was a great chut, and it was really, really good to see you, Rabbi Oppenheim. Following Rabbi Oppenheim's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Oppenheim will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew and the translation in English. We'll be followed by the Mishnah Derach for our incredible and dear and brave Chayalim. And we'll conclude the call with the Mishnah Derach L'cholim for those who are sick or in need of a refuah. And Rabbi Oppenheim will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us here the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And just two housekeeping notes. I want to thank Brandon for filling in for me the past 2 days, especially Tuesday. It was really last minute. I texted him. I just really felt I was under the weather. I do not have the flu. I took the flu. I got tested. I've been diagnosed by my wife, who is a pediatric nurse practitioner, with a man cold. And but even a man cold could be bad. And so lying down here, even as we are doing the call. But I felt up to doing it today, and I very much appreciated all of you who reached out, all those of you who messaged. Very, very kind of you. I apologize I didn't get back to any of you. But thank you so much for your messages. Baruch Hashem, feeling much, much better today comparative to the beginning of the week. And with that, I don't want to take any more of his time. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Oppenheim.
Naftali, thank you so much for such a warm welcome and refuah shalema. And I want to thank the OU for this incredibly wonderful and opportunity. The Gemara Megillah relates that Talmidim, the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, asked the question, what did the Jews of the generation in the Purim story, what did they do that was so awful that warranted their destruction, their annihilation? Rishon ben Yochai answered, it was because they were Nehenem Mesudas Oso Rasha. They enjoyed the feast of Achashverosh. But really, do people deserve to be annihilated just because they go to a king's feast? Is that a reason that the entire nation, 127 Medinas, should be wiped out? The answer is, it has nothing to do with eating at that suda, at the king's feast. The issue was, they were Nehenna, because they enjoyed that feast. How can we understand this, and how severe it was? Imagine after World War II, some neo-Nazis making a gala celebration, celebrating the Jews who passed away in the Holocaust and all the destruction. And imagine at that celebration, they would have brought out silver cups previously used by Jews for Kiddush and other Judaica items they had stolen during the war. And then to add to their enjoyment, they forced a group of Holocaust survivors to attend those festivities. And they even served them kosher food. But who cares? How would the reaction be to those unfortunate Jews who were at that meal? Surely they would cry. They'd feel devastated as their old wounds were opened. Some might even faint to cause them to realize their horrifying experiences. Certainly not one Jew in his right mind would say that he or she enjoyed that those festivities. The purpose of Ahasuerus's Suda was to commemorate the Churban Bayis, the destruction of the temple. Why? Because according to Ahasuerus's mistaken calculation, his cheshbon, he had miscalculated, and he had thought that the time had already passed, and he believed that the Jews were doomed to remain in Golus, in exile forever. And therefore, he brings out the kelim from the base of Migdash, the holy vessels of the temple in Jerusalem, and other items from the temple to emphasize this point. And what should the Jews who have attended, they imagine not seeing these kelim, the vessels of the temple, it's in destruction. What should these Jews, how should their reaction have been? They should have cried. They should have wailed. They should have fainted. Yet the Talmud tells us, that's what the Gemara answers. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says they were nehenah mesudas oser Russia, that they actually enjoyed it. If the Jews could be so cold and apathetic about the centrality of Judaism, the Jewish people, the Beis Hamikdash, then that meant that they had seemingly totally assimilated. There didn't seem to be any spark left inside of them. For all intents and purposes, as a nation, they didn't seem to be alive anymore. They had bodies but no souls. The only reason it didn't occur, the annihilation, was because under Mordechai's direction, they realized how far they drifted, and they were able to rectify their gross apathy. The Baal Shem Tov was once taking a walk with his chassidim, his talmidim, during the freezing Ukrainian winter, and they passed a lake, and the lake was frozen solid, and the local Christians were chopping up the ice in the lake to make a giant cross for their holidays. According to other versions of stories, they were making a series of crosses, smaller crosses. Whatever the case may be, the Baal Shem Tov stood there staring intently at what they were doing, and no one understood why. And finally, a brave chassid mustered up the kayak and says, "Rebbe, why is the Rebbe so interested in the going on of these non-Jews who are carving up the lake and turning it into a cross?" Baal Shem Tov answered, "I'm standing here in this bonanus. I'm reflecting. This lake could be used as a mikveh. A mikveh can be used, it's a ritual bath, to be matir those who are tamei, to purify those who are impure. It's a vehicle of purity. But if it freezes, one can cut it up and actually build a cross, the very same lake. And the same is with the Jew," he said. "If one is spiritually warm, even over the course of the year, you make a lot of mistakes. You look at things you might shouldn't look at. You're in places you might not supposed to, you shouldn't be. Maybe you say things you regret and you shouldn't have said. Okay, we make mistakes from time to time. But a person can be awakened. There can be his auras and led in the right direction. But that's only if you remain warm. But if you become as cold as ice and apathetic, God forbid, a person could be totally lost. On Purim is the time that we thaw out from the icicles of indifference that have become sometimes part of our being. It's tough to live in America. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of distractions. And we get caught up in the day-to-day life that sometimes we forget our own identity. And Purim is a day that we come together and we eat and we drink and we celebrate the fact that we are Jewish. That's it. We sing songs and we're not embarrassed of who we are. We're acknowledging the Rebbeinu Shalom, that God himself saved us from Haman and from all the enemies throughout our histories. The whole door of the door, Omdan Aleinu Chaloseinu, every generation they're coming to kill us. And yes, God saves us. Even though we might not be the greatest of a certain generation, it doesn't matter. He's there. He loves us. He saves us. And we are part of this amazing nation. It's a day to explain to the next generation the words that we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, Lahodia, Shakol, Kavecha, Lo Yavoshu, Lo Yakov, Lenetzach, all those who hope in you, Rabbeinu Shalom, and God, will not be shamed, will not be humiliated forever, those who take refuge in you. So how does one warm up to being Jewish? Number one, we got to know where we come from and what we're about. That's called Limud Torah, learning Torah. We embrace it, and we understand that's the lifeblood of the Jewish people, everyone according to his or her level and his or her ability and wherever one is in one's journey. But our connection to Torah is as a result of the fact that we have to at least know what it says and learn as much of it as we can. Because if we want to be proud Jews and represent who we are, you can't represent Judaism if you don't know what Judaism represents. And that's what you get from learning Torah. Direction, understanding, pride of who we are as Jews. So Purim is on the way, a few weeks away, and it's no matter how frozen one might have gotten in the course of the year, Purim is a chag of hope. It's up to each individual to find it in himself or herself. And if the Jews in ancient Persia were able to thaw out their deep freeze, so can we. All of us have heard incredible stories of people who found their Jewish identity and their Jewish neshama after October 7th. It's there. Everyone has it inside of him or her. And Purim, why is it such a joyous time? Because it is a holiday of hope, a festival of hope. So let's warm up this Purim. Let's embrace who we are. Let's commit more to doing chesed, commit more to learning Torah, commit more to just being there for one another and being proud to know who we are. And the more we commit, the better and stronger we make Klal Yisrael. Everyone should have a Purim Sameach. We now go to, we will be saying Tehillim. We're starting with Chaf, Psalm number 20. Amnatech Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Dinoi B'yom Sora Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchasecha V'olascha Yidash Netzala, Yitain Lecha Chilalecha V'chol Atzcha Yimalei, Meron Anab Yishua Secha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adinoi Kol Mishal Asecha, Ata Yidati Ki Yoshi Adinoi Meshicho Yanehu Mishmei Kadcho Bigros Yesha Yaminu, Eilu Berecha Veilu Vesusim Anachnu Shem Adinoi Eloheinu Nazkir, Heima Karu V'nafalu V'nachnu Kam Nomenu Sadod, Adinoi Yoshi HaMelech Yanehu Beyom Kareinu. Psalm number Kuf Kaf Aleph, which is 121. Shir Lamala Sasei Anai Arim Ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adinoi Osei Shamayim Vaoret Ayite Lamod Raglecha Yanun Shamrecha Hine Lo Yanun Velo Yishan Shamei Yisrael Adinoi Shamrecha Adinoi Tzolcha Yad Yiminecha Yom HaMashemesh Leyakecha V'yareach V'loilo Adinoi Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adinoi Yishmor Tzeitcha V'echa Me'ata V'yad Olam. Kuf Lamed Tehillim 1, Psalm number 130. Shir HaMalos Nimam Akim Karasicha Adinoi Adinoi Shema V'koli Tiena Eznech Shubos L'kol Tachanunoi Ima Vanos Tishmaya Adinoi Mi Amod Kim Chas Licha Laman Tivarei Kivisi Adinoi Kisan Hashiv Udroho Chalti Nasi Adinoi Meshalom HaBoiker Shalom HaBoiker Yechei Yisrael Adinoi Kim Adinoi Achesed V'arbei Mofedus Uhu Yivdei Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. I'll now say Acheinu and then translate it to English. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanasun b'tzara v'shivya ha'omdin ven v'yam ven v'yavasha ha'makim yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara livracha mefeilu ora mishuba v'geula hastavagala v'zman kariv v'namar amen. And the translation, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may the all-present God have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. I'm going to say a prayer now for the members of the brave members of the IDF. Misha Beruch HaVesenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov V'Yavorech Es Chayalei Tzava HaGanah Yisrael And finally, in the schos of the Divrei Torah, the merit of the Torah we share together, and the Tehillim, and that merit should be a refuah shleima for the cholim. So we're going to now say a mishaberach, and when I pause, everybody should add the names of cholim, like people that need a recovery. Mishaberach Avisena Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dod V'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alei Rachimim Aleihem Alach Limu Af Asam Alach Sikam Alach Yosam Vishlach Lehem Refua Shalema Min HaShemayim V'chol Avireyem V'chol Gideyem B'sof Char Chol Yisrael Refua Sanefesh Refua Saguf Hashem Agolav Zman Kariv V'nemar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Oppenheim. Great to have you on. We look forward to having you back on this call. Please God, Emir Hashem, and the near future. Also want to thank again Brandon for all of his help this past week, and Rebecca Levy as always. I did neglect to share the other housekeeping note. It shows you that my mind is not 100% there. We will have a call this coming Monday on President's Day. Technically the OU is closed, but we will have a call regardless, as always. So for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again, as I just mentioned, for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Roshim Nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael. Wishing everyone safe and wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos. We'll see you back together in Yirat Hashem, please God, on Monday.